Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey. All right, it's Ebra Laura Rosenberg. We are here, and we have tickets to Summer Jam going down June 12th, MetLife Stadium. Y'all want to see Lil Durk, Fabio Four, and Roddy Ricch, Burna Boy, City Girls, Pusha T, and more. Make sure you buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We have a lot of surprises, guys. Please, you won't want to miss this one. But if you want them for free, we need two callers right now to hit us up. Let's play Lord Never Loses, 800-223-9797.
Commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Brand new. You know, we got that new Kendrick Lamar. This one's called N95. You know, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers just dropped. So we're hooking you up with some new music right now. K-Dot, Laura Never Loses is up next.
Let me be your woman.
Good morning, Laura Stiles.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Culture.
Yo, peace to the gods.
Let's go.
Good morning, world. We're going to jump right into this thing, get things cracking on
see.
A Wednesday.
Because, you know, we got Summer Jam tickets going down June 12th, MetLife Stadium. Tickets on sale. Go get your tickets, guys. Ticketmaster.com. A lot of surprises that we are not allowed to talk about.
Because we don't know them. But keep going.
Purchase your tickets right now. But right now, we have two up for grabs. And who's on the line?
We got Mia.
Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Hey. Good morning.
What's going on? What do you do for a living?
Not a whole lot. Thank you for thanking me for living. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Mia. Who else we got, Johnny?
Who else we got?
We got Prince.
Prince.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Prince? How are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm a chef in the Bronx.
Okay. Nice.
Chef Prince. All right.
La la.
Mia, who do you want to represent you? Laura Stiles or myself?
I'm going to go with Laura.
It makes sense.
Let's go.
Prince, I'm going to do my best to get you these summer jams, my guy. Hold tight one sec, okay?
All right. Here we go.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee Culture grabs the questions.
That's right.
It's time for Laura Never Loses.
All right.
Here we go. Okay.
All right. Who did DJ Will?
Laura.
Laura.
Ooh. Disrespected Cardi B?
Cardi B mistakenly said she was Nicki Minaj. What Japanese word translates to empty orchestra?
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Empty orchestra? Sayonara.
No, I know.
It would be?
I think it's karaoke.
Karaoke. I didn't know that. Very interesting. Who bought himself a plane after hitting?
Laura. The latest person that I saw buy a plane was Ludacris.
Okay.
Well, I'm done. End it right now.
All right.
Sorry, Prince. Hang
which
up,
continent
Prince.
Has hosted the Olympics
Peter.
The most?
Let's go with Europe.
Europe is correct.
Okay.
Who hosted the Billboard Music
Peter.
Awards?
What?
Rosenberg.
Diddy.
Diddy.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow. What is a male turkey called?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
A male turkey is called a...
To tie the game, three. One.
A gobbledygooker.
Man, you played yourself.
I don't know. A foul? I don't know.
No, that would be called Tom's.
No, I mean, we could have sat here all day and everyone would have gone, Laura
wins! Turkey. Laura wins!
I've never heard Tom's before.
Never heard that. Sorry, Prince. I tried my best to come back.
You almost had to come back.
Mia, you got the tickets. You're going to Summer Jam.
You're the best.
Yay. Hold on. We're going to get your information, okay? Hold tight.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hold tight, Mia. Laura, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report. You know, we have a big birthday coming up from one of the greatest, Notorious B.I.G. So I'll let you know of some of the special things that are happening for his birthday coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
It's DJ and Mel.
The LaRue. While you're around bumping and grinding, but I'm leaving you tonight.
Oh, and another one.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
So this is something special that's going to be dope that you, I'm pretty sure, wherever, whatever state you live in, you'll be able to see it on social media because Notorious B.I.G. will be honored, okay, right, with the King of New York Empire State Building tribute for his fifth, what would have been his 50th birthday.
Wow.
So the Empire State in Manhattan will light up in red and white with an illuminated crown spinning around.
Wow.
Serving as a reminder of King of New York status.
That's fire.
On Biggie's birthday?
On Biggie's birthday. So in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, they're going to have a video montage of the classics, you know, on display. And the MTA in New York will release a special edition Metro card with Biggie's image, which will be available at only certain in Bed-Stuy, in certain his old neighborhood,
yeah,
certain stations. But, you know, that's going to go viral and everyone's going to have a collector's piece.
Well, it's his 50th, right?
Yeah.
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 That's
so, and the day before Biggie's 50th, several family members, including his mother, children, CJ and Tiana, Lil' Kim, Lil' C's, and others, will attend a ceremony at the Empire State Building. So all of this, I'm sure, will be all over the place.
Wow.
But this is so cool, right?
That is that is super duper cool. And yes, the Empire, listen, my girl's a photographer and she loves the Empire State Building. She's always taking pictures of it. It's one of her favorite things. So she'll randomly tell me, like, hey, I need to go home because it's going to be X colors.
Right.
So she's going to be very excited. I didn't know they were doing... I just hit her. I was like, do you know they're doing it for Biggie?
That's so fire. Oh. First, it's going to be illuminated in red and white with a crown spinning around. How's that going to look?
How are they going to do that?
Fire.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Look what he accomplished in his short amount of life. The influence and impact.
It's crazy. 24 years old when he died. 24.
When you say that, it blows my mind. I can't believe he was only 24 years old when we lost him.
I had accomplished nothing. Right. I mean, I still have not barely accomplished anything. Biggie did it. Changed the world.
Changed the world. Changed the world.
That's fine.
Man, so make sure, you know, you guys look out for that because I'm sure everyone's going to be reporting on
What's
it.
The date again?
It's fire. It's fire.
It's on his birthday.
On his actual birthday.
And yes, his 50th birthday.
Wow.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7 a.m. Today, let me see, it is a high of 73 degrees. Today, rain tonight, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
That's right. Lots to do. Summer Jam tickets coming up, 720 plus half a grand in your hand.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got it with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We thank you. Another installment in the world-renowned Ride or Die. Shelly, good morning.
Morning.
Shelly, thank you for emailing and wanting to be down with Ride or Die. You want to test your friend VA?
Yep.
Now, VA claims she will do anything for you.
Okay. I know she will.
Now, how do you want to test VA this morning? Are you known for having problems out here, getting in fights, getting pulled over, speeding tickets, suspended license?
No, but that's why if I got into something, she would be like, what the hell's going on?
Trying to figure out something that you could be into where she would have to drop everything and come help you. You know what I mean?
I'd be like, oh my God. Well, I usually take the subway. So
ooh.
I could say I got into something on the subway and couldn't make it to work.
Ooh, okay.
She had to come get me.
Okay. So somebody tried to steal your phone out your hand on the subway.
Right.
And you ended up bashing them in the head and whooping their ass. And by the time the police got there, they took you down to the bookings.
Right.
And now you need VA to come to bookings right now to get you out right now. Even though it's unrealistic, right. They're probably going to keep you for a few days. But you get the point.
Right.
And so you can get to work.
Right.
She got to hurry up and get you out of bookings right now.
And I know she's probably at work. I'm trying to think. I think so, but she'll probably answer, though.
Shawnee's going to play the police in the background telling you you get one phone call.
All right.
Yeah, and then you call VA and see if she can come down to bookings right now to get you out.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. 30 seconds.
Shelly, call now. You got 30 seconds.
Hello? Yeah, what's good? Yo, I need you to come get me from the precinct. Somebody tried to steal my phone off the train this morning.
This is your last call, man.
I have the cutting of my knife.
Uh-huh.
So, where you I need to... I'm in Brooklyn.
I'm in class. Where you at?
You in Brooklyn. Can you please come get me? I know you might get in trouble.
Exactly.
You have 10 more seconds.
Let me tell my supervisor I'm about to leave. Exactly where you at?
What time you coming?
Who's that in the bag? Tell my 10 seconds.
Phone check, homie.
Where?
Get on the wall and spread them.
You coming now? How long is my get?
Where?
I'm about like the 83rd.
Hold on, let me go tell my supervisor.
I oh, yeah, that's official.
Wait,
she's a ride or die.
Hold on.
Wait.
Yo.
Hello?
Ew. Yo. You want Ebro Laura Rosenberg? It's Ebro in the morning. Hello.
Oh, my God. I'm in class. No, you did not. You know I'm not f***ing work.
It's official.
I'm about to go right now. Tell my supervisor that I got to go with my daughter.
Ride or... You're the definition of ride or die.
I love you.
VA gonna ride tonight. Yeah. VA, you're a real friend. You're her ride or die. Shelly, tell VA you love her, man.
She already knew I was coming. I love you, Shelly.
Love you.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Sky high. I'm sky high.
Laura, my dude, shout out to my dude, Hip Hop VCR. He's the dude who posted the Summer Jam Jay-Z video a few weeks ago.
Oh my god!
Although
it got pulled down
though. By the way,
really?
Yeah, it got pulled by YouTube.
Why?
Because he didn't. I think. Yeah, because I think I got to check. But as of a few weeks ago, it was down. So either way,
it's Hove, man. Of course, it's gonna be
exactly
down.
Good point. Yes. but this dude, Hip Hop VCR, he posts a lot of just old clips. He used to literally just sit around taping hip hop things off
so
TV.
So cool, yeah.
So yesterday he posted Kanye getting punked on the set of Jesus Walks. Had y'all ever seen that?
No.
Why did he get punked on his own set?
Yo, they came up to him because you know that's how Ashton Kutcher used to do it back in the day. He'd get
the TV show.
No, he got literally punked. Yeah. No, so he got literally punked. So they come up though. And the authorities are like, yo, give us this footage. This isn't your footage.
Well, he ran away with it, right?
And he starts, Cass, not only does he start running away with
it. I remember that, too.
They dive into a van and almost run someone over. Like, it's, and yo, Ashton Kutcher was so on fire at that point for that show that he had Kanye on the verge of being ready to throw his whole life away and run someone over. And when Ashton walks out and is like, just kidding, you're punked, everyone just starts laughing like it's all good.
Oh, my God.
I remember that, too.
I might have punched him in the face.
Like, he literally was running away with his tapes and all of that, right?
Yes. Kanye. Yeah, he's holding his own. He's like, I paid for these tapes.
Yeah, that aired. I remember that.
I forgot about that.
Shout out to my dude, Hip Hop VCR. That just made me laugh. Laura, yesterday was the first day in a minute that I felt obligated to throw on a mask. I hadn't thrown on a mask in a few weeks, but now the alert is on that supposedly New York's about to be a little bit of a hot spot again for COVID.
Yeah, just sanitize your hands. Put on your mask.
Laura, you're the last one still on sanitize your hands. I mean,
I clean my hands all the time. Honestly, I think that's the best thing that came from COVID, that people clean their hands often.
Yes. No, it's
wash
nice.
Your damn hands.
I agree with it just from the standpoint of it's really good to now pay attention to washing your hands.
Yeah, because a lot of that's how, you know, we push buttons, we touch things, then you rub your nose.
I don't know in the end if that was ever how it transmitted, though.
Well, clean your damn hands anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yo, because, like, by the way, here the thing that really gets me right now, you go to a restaurant, man,
mm-hmm.
and I get it, but they still do the scan for the menu, and then you're sitting there, and then, I don't want to be on my phone during dinner. Like, that's a part of the point is I want to put the phone away. But really what it is y'all don't feel like cleaning menus, right. And you want to be able to change the prices whenever you want.
Exactly.
It's so really
worked
not
out for you guys, but it's inconvenient for
now,
us.
I'm still the guy who's like, can I get a menu?
Y'all
just
need a menu.
Bring me a menu. I'm not trying to, you know, be that guy.
This little barcode thing you got, I got to pull out my phone too, fam.
It was like a year into COVID where I was like, I'm actually comfortable touching a menu. Like the first 6 months, I get it. No one wanted to touch anything. Right. Okay. But then after that, I was like, I'm good, guys. Just bring me a menu and wipe it down. Give me a little wipey wipe. I'll be fine.
You know, like put it under the glass on the table or something. Laminate it.
Oh, there you go. Laminate it so you can wash it. No problem.
Come on, man.
You know what? Give him the button, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
So I just saw this video, okay, last night. And it happened a couple days ago, but video of our friend, because he's super cool and he's been on our show a couple times, Steve Aoki. Mm-hmm. Threw the first pitch at a Red Sox game on Monday night. What was that pitch?
Do you say White Sox or Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Yes. Shawnee, it was so bad, I think it had to be intentional.
You think?
Of course.
You guys thought it was completely fake?
Absolutely.
So he just threw it to the bleachers.
Yeah, he literally threw it so high. You know how behind the home plate now they have a screen to protect everyone?
Yeah.
He threw it so high, it just went on top of the screen and then rolled back down.
It was on purpose, man. He did
you
it.
Think
he
had, so?
Absolutely. He knows how to get the moments out here. Steve Aoki, the guy that throws cakes at people at parties.
Listen, I love Steve Aoki. Love him. He is such a good dude, such a nice guy. How was it the thing that miffed me was it's his third time throwing out a first pitch.
Oh, here comes the hate.
Here comes the hate.
How were the first two?
It's not even a point, Sean.
I know. Well, He's hating on the fact that, like, yo, why you keep bringing this dude out?
Here it goes the hate.
Every team needs Steve Aoki to throw the first pitch. My God.
He's a popular dude.
Yo, he has a good first pitch agent.
He does.
Rosenberg has to give you the button. Stop being so mean.
Congratulations. He plays yourself.
He does have Steve. A good first pitch agent, though.
He does.
To talk to that guy.
Well, is he managed by, what's it called?
I don't know.
Sujit and them? I don't know. Because he's out there. Now, my congrats is someone who's been here before.
Okay.
He's been on this list before. I know this is going to sound crazy, and you can hit me with the button for being disappointed in this person.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I got to give it to Lil Wayne.
Lil Weezy?
Lil Weezy.
Weezy
what
F?
Happened?
Lil Wayne, a while ago, went on Twitter during a Mavericks game and said something like, Luka's a hoe.
Ooh.
Or something.
Okay.
And then he was sitting front row at the Suns game rooting for the Phoenix Suns. Now, first of all, give Lil Wayne the button because, bro, I can't keep up with what team.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
My man roots for every team in all of sports.
He out here.
It's hot. He's out in Phoenix. It's cold. He's in Green Bay. We don't know. But he's sitting there courtside when the Suns just got destroyed by the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Cuban, the very rich and famous owner of the Mavericks and star of Shark Tank.
That's right.
Very rich, somewhat powerful man.
Facts.
Jumped on social media and talked trash and was basically posting a Lil Wayne quote from a song, like mocking Wayne.
Mm.
And it was posted with the picture of Wayne sitting there sad at the Suns game.
Mark Cuban jumping in the ring.
Just jumping in the ring. But it was talking trash with regard to sports. He didn't like, it wasn't that deep to
me. Do you remember the line, what he used?
It's, it's a bleep show, puts you front row.
Oh, because he's
and it put him courtside. And it's a picture of him courtside. Mm. All he said was, it's a bleep show, puts you front row.
Okay.
It's really not that big an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Lil Wayne yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Mark Cuban, don't make me get you smacked, boy.
Talk about
it. You playing with me? I will bleep in your bleeping mouth.
What?
Bleep in your bleeping mouth?
He's referring to the process of going to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Yo, Wayne, relax, bro. You're 40 years old.
He's hip hop, though.
Incompetence, a joke, man. You don't have to prove it anymore.
Right.
Like, it's Mark Cuban, man. Laugh and get some free tickets when you go to Dallas.
Well, you remember who his daddy is? Baby, put some respect on my name. You know what I'm saying?
They don't play is what you're saying.
They don't play with your name, man.
You know, there's always that person on the block that don't know how to take a joke, man.
I know, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's too far.
You've gone too far.
Playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. I mean,
listen, they have Wayne show up and perform at All-Star Games, All-Star Saturday Night. Like, you're there at all these corporate things. You're friends with this corporation known as the NBA. Right. You can't tell one of their most powerful, influential owners that you'll bleep and they're bleeping bleep. You gotta just... It's just sports, man. Just sports. He's all right, we got a lot to do. DJ John's going to step in the room. We're going to give you half a grand plus Summer Jam tickets. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Fabio!
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, here we go. Curved. Rob is on the line. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Man, we appreciate you using this service that we have here where we find out why you weren't text back by Stacy. Rob, it's not that he hasn't been text back after a date. Y'all been dating 7 to 8 months.
Yeah.
What?
Damn, okay. Wait, so this is an official you got ghosted.
This is deeper than curve.
Oh, you got ghosted?
You guys were talking about the future. You've been talking about moving in together. You met each other's families. Right. And all of a sudden, you're blocked on all of her social.
Everything.
And how long has she not hit you back?
No, it's been about at least 3 weeks.
Wow.
This isn't good.
Nothing. Everything was good. I mean, the last conversation, seriously, we were talking about moving in together. That's it.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to call Stacy. Hang on, man. We're going to listen to her side of the story. She agreed to come on. You can chill on the line and be quiet, okay? We'll bring you in.
All right, bet.
All right, man. Hang on. Tuesday, 7 to 8 months.
Hello?
Stacy, it's Ebro and Lauren Rosenberg.
Oh, hi.
Hi, thanks for coming on the show. We was just wondering what happened with you and Rob. We spoke to Rob, just so you know. He said you guys were dating 7 or 8 months. And he asked us to reach out to you. We talked to you about that already. And you agreed to come on and share why you're not hitting Rob back.
Oh, God. Yeah. But yeah, we were talking for a little while and then started getting like, you know, not, I wouldn't say like serious. I started seeing him a little bit more regularly. And everything was good. I mean, he's a nice guy.
Well, you met his family, right?
I met his aunt. Like, I don't know if that really counts. I'm like a cousin.
Yeah, that's family.
But,
and you guys were seeing each other for quite a while.
I mean, like, I've known him for 7 or 8 months.
So you don't think that you guys were dating, like, serious for 8 months at all?
No, I don't think we were, no, 4 months or something. And it's not like we were, like, serious. You know, we just started, like, seeing each other, like, a little bit more often, you know?
All right, so, okay. Stacy, why are you not texting him back, though?
Great question.
I was at his place. I was looking through his computer. Like, he left it open. I knew the password and everything, so I could, like, get some work done. And I'll admit, I was definitely procrastinating and, like, just, like, tooling around on social media.
You were snooping. And I got to say, if you had a password to his computer, this is a more serious relationship than you let
Facts.
On.
Facts, exactly. All right, keep going.
Go ahead, Stacy. Okay.
Go ahead, Snoop-a-loop. What was happening?
So I found all these pictures of him from before, and he was kind of bigger and didn't have any, had like, was losing his hair. Grant, I'm always like an advocate for people getting healthy. He looked like a different person with like the hair plugs and, you know, the slim down and everything. I just was like, wait, who is this guy?
And now you're not texting him back because you saw those photos?
I mean, basically, yeah.
Yo!
I mean,
it's just weight and hair, Stacey. Come on, it's not like
you saw him living a double life.
Right.
That's what it looked like. But like, what else could there? There could be other stuff too. That I don't know.
Maybe he had like a whole not a double life.
Yeah. He was talking about like moving in together. At one point, he mentioned children, and I was like, "You just slow down, bro."
We have Rob on the phone. Rob.
Oh.
Yo, Stacey.
Hi.
Stacey, first of all, you talking about that we were like barely dating and you had a key to my place.
Yeah, that.
You were at my place all the time. And what are you doing snooping on my computer like that?
What, you shouldn't have given me the password if you had like a whole like second life?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Second life. As Rosenberg said, he had a double chin, not a double life.
Yeah, exactly. Relax.
Rob, what'd you get? Lipo?
No, I just fixed myself. Yo, I just started working out. And the whole hair thing, the hair plugs, no, that's my hair. And besides, how fickle can you be? So what?
Rob, that's what the ad says, though. The ad does say it's your hair. It's real hair.
But
they pulled the hair from, like, the back of your head.
Right. My dad did it. It's cool.
This is foul.
It is your hair.
Honestly, Rob, what
does that have anything to do with right now, today?
I agree. We're on your side, Rob. Yeah. We think she sounds like a superficial wench.
It's completely superficial. Sorry. What's up with that, Stacey?
All right.
Rob, okay, guys. After 7 or 8 months, Stacey, you would think that maybe you would give him a chance to explain and not just not text him back?
Just a ghost.
Well, because I didn't want to have all of this judgment coming my way because I wasn't attracted to him anymore.
Damn.
But don't you think it's a little cowardly to not say that to somebody you've spent that much time with?
Okay, but hold up. How are you going to tell someone that? Listen, so you used to be like Quasimodo, and I'm not into it.
Wow.
You must have health flaws, girl. Wow. Perfect.
Wow. You want to call me some sort of superficial this and wench that? You had exactly what you deserved. And if we've been knowing each other for this long, Rob, you know, don't step to me. These hands stay ready. Hey.
Whoa, Stacey.
I'll tell you.
Number one,
you guys watch one too many Cardi B videos.
Yeah. Calm down, Stacey.
Well, right now, to be honest, you are acting like a real bitch. I ain't never seen that side of you, Stacey, ever.
Good. I don't want to talk to you anyway. The fact that you had to get a DJ to call me says a lot about you.
Hey, we're more than DJs. We're a part of people's lives.
We change people's lives. We're gurus. Yeah.
I mean, we're really just DJ Stacey, but you get your point.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
Go easy, go easy.
Go ahead. Wanna hit the high note?
Go easy, go easy.
Right here.
Go ahead. Easy, go easy.
It reminds me of Go Easy. Reminds me of Easy E.
Too high.
I missed it. 504 and will be on that Summer Jam stage. In fact, he'll be closing out the big show at MetLife Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now.
Talk about it.
I have a hunch it's going to be a beautiful day.
How do you say Favio?
I say Favio.
It bothers me. I don't know why.
Wait.
It's Favio.
I say Favio.
It's not five. Even though
he spells it like Favio.
No, it's Favio. It's based on Fabio. I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
Fabio.
It is based on Fabio.
You should just keep the Fabio, though.
I say Fabio.
Keep it.
Why keep
but how big
it? You just want him to keep sounding wrong?
Hey, no, I don't know which one of us is right. I don't
know. No. I've noticed. It is Fabio.
It's Fabio. Yeah.
You are correct. It is Fabio, but I always read it. Listen, as long as you don't say Fivio, you're good.
Don't say Fivio.
No, people. Fivio. No, there are people listening right now embarrassed because they every day call him Fivio. So if Cass wants to get on me for pronouncing the I
didn't get
hard,
on you. I just pointed
when I
it
say
out.
Fivio. As long as you go close to Fabio, you're good. Just don't go Fivio.
It's because you're the grammar police on Juanito all the time. So I just have to like, let me try to lose.
You know what? Cass, you're not wrong. And his name is DJ John. Yeah.
Johnny!
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny!
DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John. DJ John, how are you?
I'm feeling amazing. And you are the police popo of grammar for sure.
I called you Babylon.
Of course you did.
Babylon. Wow. You are the Babylon. Baba Berg.
You love calling me the police. Nothing like calling the white guy the police to try to make them seem like an outsider you don't want any part of. Thanks, DJ.
No, no, you're not the white, not the race, just you. Police. There's what are so you? Many.
Keep yeah. going.
Anyway, listen. Anyway, I have Summer Jam tickets. I got a half a grand. Listen, B, calling number 9 right now. And your shot to hit Fabio's cash flow. All right, that's 25K, baby. You get your shot. Provides with a 4G Jacoby. Call number 9 right now. Get that money. Also, download the Hot 97 app, the new Hot 97 app.
That's right, DJ John. Go download that new Hot 97 app. It is easy to use, the best version of the app we've ever had. If you want to stream the show, watch all the different things that we do, make sure you download the Hot 97 app. And if you hit it, if you have it, make sure that you go update it.
That's facts.
It's fire.
You know what I'm saying? You can get all the information on Summer Jam, watch all the interviews like the one with Jack Harlow, which has still been making noise a week later. Since yesterday, Brandy wanted to come out and say,
right.
I could out-rap you at 43 and then sing your ass to sleep.
Woo! Mm. And she then that smoke.
And then an hour later, she's like, ha-ha, just kidding. I like to have fun, too. Yeah, right.
Was she?
She was not having fun.
She was having fun at his expense.
She was dead serious about that. Yo, listen, I knew when it happened it would be a little viral thing. I did not think a week later. Yo, like, it got posted on Complex yesterday. Like, it's been a full week today since we dropped it.
Right.
Because it happened on White-ish Wednesday, and that's what's coming up here after 8 o'clock.
Talk about it.
White-ish Wednesday.
Talk
all right.
about it.
Who do we have on the line, Shawnee Culture?
Let's see.
Hot 97, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Who's this?
It's Raymond.
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 Yo, Ray, what's good?
Big Ray, Ray.
Ray.
Ray, Ray, do you have a 4-digit code?
Let me see. I say 0931.
0931. Okay, okay.
All right, this is an easy one. He was
31.
He was ready. It's being typed in right now by the Sham Vault lady.
Shams.
And no. Just like everybody else before you. No, but guess what, sir? You win half a grand.
What?
Yeah, let's go.
Talk about it.
Yes, and you get tickets to Summer Jam.
Ooh, oh, Summer Jam.
Summer Jam tickets, $500. Wow.
I've been calling for the longest.
Yeah, you are in good shape, Raymond. You're going to have some cash in your pockets. You can get right, and you'll have those tickets to Summer Jam June 12th, MetLife Stadium. So many amazing acts going to be on that stage. You get to see Pusha T. You get to see Shenseea, Lil Baby.
Talk about
it. Of course, the aforementioned Fabio.
Fabio. Burna Boy.
Burna Boy is going to be on that stage. It's going to be the City Girls. It's going to be a movie.
It's Dream be a Doll. Movie.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Hang tight, okay, Raymond?
No problem. Thank you, man. I'm a big fan.
Oh, appreciate you, bro. Laura, what do we
Thanks,
have coming
Raymond.
Up in
All right.
Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, man. Diddy, a.k.a. Love,
is
in a love triangle.
Say word.
A lot of drama with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll cover it all coming up, Flashing Lights.
Ooh. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Hey, yo, Casto, did French hit you last night by any chance?
No, what happened? What's up?
He sent me his new record.
Ooh, which one is that?
It's a joint that's dropping Friday, but I feel like if you send a clean version to a radio DJ, it kind of, and you don't say, don't play this.
Right.
Kind of feels like we could play it, no?
Feels that way.
All right, we're going to hit y'all with a taste of the new French Montana exclusive that only I have in my cell phone.
Okay.
You know what it is, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, I was just telling Laura, my former radio agent's threatening to sue me for $30,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, happy early birthday. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I fired him a couple of years ago and didn't want to pay him anymore. Told him that I didn't want to pay him anymore.
You told him.
Was he doing anything for you?
So here's the way it works. Here's the problem. And here's the congratulations for me. The congratulations is...
Wait. Should we be talking about this like this?
I know. Maybe.
I mean,
there's no trial. I mean, we're not in court. I'm not going to give details of it. I'll just say that I felt that our deal was done. Mm-hmm. I felt that he had done not enough for me and I was ready to move on. And I said I didn't want to continue paying him. And he avoided me, didn't want to talk about it. So I said, all right, cool. I'm going to stop paying you. And now he's trying to get his money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, I told you I wasn't going to pay you the rest of your money.
Did you tell him
remember
that
the beginning in writing? Yeah, it's in writing. Remember I told Member Menace Society? I told you I ain't got your money.
you said that in writing.
Who do you think I am, Ron O'Neill?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, I said it in writing. So
now you got to pay.
Probably, which probably going to be what's happened. But we'll see, man. Just be careful, everyone. Make sure you protect yourself.
Yeah, pay your bills.
And I hate that Ebro's right, because Ebro at the beginning was like, you don't need a radio agent. Now, at the time, Ebro was my boss, so of course he didn't want me to get a radio agent.
Right.
But in the end,
retrospect.
In the end, he was right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, Ebro, yo, you're great.
Congratulations.
People
you
always tell
yourself.
Ebro he's right when he's not around.
Lauren Styles got the 411.
You know, you never hear the end of it.
I know you're ready for the rest of your life. And Lauren
Styles can put us on. All right. Well, you know, Diddy is all about love these days. But now two women in his life are going at each other.
No.
So there was a woman that I hadn't seen before just because I don't keep up with the Diddy situation. A so-called model muse, Gina. I think her last name is Hune. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Hune. People say that she's been around for a long time, kind of behind the scenes, and at one point, I think, accused Diddy of domestic violence. Oh, there's been some drama there.
Yeah, I remember some of that.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, she was at the Billboard Music Awards that Diddy, you know, was hosting, and she was taking, like, video selfies saying, baby daddy's hosting the awards.
What?
And, you know, the big rumor is that Diddy is currently dating Young Miami.
City Girls.
Young Miami of City Girls.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there was videos of Young Miami at an after party, you know. But things got a little messy when the other girl, Gina, shared a picture of Diddy kissing her on the cheek. Mm. Young Miami went on Twitter and saying, somebody please give this beep some attention.
All that.
You know.
Yeah.
And then it just started getting to one of those back and forth. You know, it was really stupid.
I'll tell you what, though. Young Miami was flirting. She was flirting with a...
Congratulations.
Because she said, you're trying to get attention. You were giving her the attention.
Right.
Like, that's the reason it really became a story, was because she responded. Because
other than that, it would have just been some innocent whatever.
Not innocent, but, like, I just think, who follows that? Who follows that girl?
Right.
Like, would anyone really have noticed? Like, okay. It sounds like, though, from Young Miami's tweets or posts, whatever it was, that she is aware that this girl has a relationship with Diddy. She just seems to not care. She was like, I don't care. So why even give it the time?
Love triangle?
Literally a love triangle.
Oh, gosh.
Brother love.
In other news, did you see there's some big changes happening over at Netflix?
So oh, yeah.
They said that the company has laid off over 150 employees.
Damn.
As their revenue is starting to grow at a slower pace. And according to Forbes, a spokesperson for the company made it clear that the recent layoffs had nothing to do with individual performance. It was strictly based on the business needs and slow revenue growth. We just talked about Black Mirror and how they're like taking it like 10 notches up. Like that must have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the Netflix business model. Like it seems like they're always losing money. I don't understand this in general. It seems like there are always companies that are perpetually losing money and perpetually doing expensive things.
Right, trying to get that money.
Yeah, but they're always still able to keep doing things.
Yeah, and I know Netflix, they raised the subscription price recently.
Yeah.
And I thought they were doing good because in the pandemic, we were all looking for some content and Netflix had it.
They're trying to blame some of it on that, on password sharing. And I think they're going to really try to crack down on that.
Is that really the problem? Because y'all make a lot of money and you seem to lose money anyway.
So everybody in the hood who's paying $10 for five people to watch it, your one little box, it ain't working.
By the way, that's not even just in the hood. That's everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Everyone shares passwords.
So everybody doing hood tactics by using one box for the whole family. It's over. It's over.
Damn.
We'll see
what about Gombo?
Gombo.
Oh, yeah. That's coming back.
Oh, is it? Squid Games?
Yeah, it's supposed to. I mean, nothing official has been announced, but I just know it's in the works.
How did they not make a ton of money on Gombu alone?
Right.
Squid Games was it's so big.
And their original content is really good. So
They have a lot of popular shows. They do.
Really do. Genius. You know, that's original content.
That was the Kanye doc, yeah.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:01. High of 73 degrees. Rain tonight, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHT
and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
White-ish Wednesday is next. That's how it goes down.
Talking to the
moon. You know, she's my joint.
And get
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of Ride or Die, where we test folks' relationships. You know what I'm saying? Will you drop what you're doing and ride for your people? Chris.
Yes.
Now, you want to test your wife?
Yeah, she's at work right now, and she's a nurse, so she takes her job very seriously, as she should. So I want to see if she'll run home and drop what she's doing in an emergency.
Well, but her job is to help and take care of people. She can't just leave the people.
Absolutely. But once she hears what's going on, she probably will want to come home too. So,
all right, what's your scenario that's going to make her leave her post as a nurse where people are clinging for their lives to come home?
Well, we just installed solar panels in our home, and it was like a lot of back and forth and a lot going on with that. And I just got home, and our door was unlocked. I'm just trying to see if they were here. If not, I was trying to see what's going on with that, if she knew anything about it. And I'm not letting them leave until she gets home.
The solar panel people are at your house?
Yes.
And they shouldn't be?
No. Without anyone being here, yes. But I'm calling her to get some answers.
So basically, you have people in your house that shouldn't be in your house.
Copy.
What do you want her to do?
I want to see if she's going to come home, because, you know, I have a little anxiety. So basically,
you're going to be kind of shook off of this, and you need your wife to come save you. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, I'm laughing as I say it.
I'm about to go off.
I get it. So basically, she knows this isn't a situation you would do well in, having people up in the house when
y'all
they're not supposed to be
there. Y'all sell dope over there?
Nah, we don't sell
y'all dope. Better move that.
Y'all filming porn over there?
What's happening?
Y'all better...
Y'all do swinger parties?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, to think about it. Uh-oh, I might be on to something. Here we go, Chris. We're going to call Marion.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Calling Marion at work, the nurse.
Get her to answer in 30 seconds, okay? You have 30 seconds.
All right, got it. Babe.
Yeah. Did you leave the side door unlocked? I don't go through that door, so you know what I did.
I just pulled up home, and the solar people are in our basement going through all our shit. So you need to come home now, and we need to figure this out, because I don't know why they're here, but I'm not letting them leave until I know what the hell they were doing here. So, and I'm about to go off, because they're telling me that they're looking at me like telling me that you knew about it. So can you come home now, please? I'm not letting them leave.
You can't handle it without me. I didn't speak to
come
him
on.
About
just come home, baby, because I'm about to go off. I'm not letting them leave. They're not moving. Are you coming home or not?
Yeah, okay, baby.
All right, thank you.
Okay, all right. Took some time marrying you on Hot 97. He was seeing if you were ride or die.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop it. Y'all better cut it out.
You're ride or die.
Chris was testing you to see if you would drop what you're doing for the family, for the solar panels.
Okay.
You were so mad before you knew you were on the radio. How mad were you about this prank?
I was super pissed because I'm like, what are you talking about? Come home. I just got to work.
Now, Marion, be honest. You mad Chris is playing on your phone?
Yes, I am. Very mad.
The phone is not to be played with.
Do not play on my phone.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Especially when I'm at work.
That's right.
And I just got here. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Good morning, Hot 97.
We black people with jobs, man. You playing on the phone and you playing with my job? That's, oh, God.
I'm trying to get this money. I'm going to come home. But, baby, I love you.
Yo, Marion, now you know y'all in a different economic bracket. Chris done lost his damn mind. He playing with jobs, playing with phones.
Solar
y'all
panel.
Different now.
Yeah, we are.
Ebro in the morning.
Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797 or email us at hot97rideordie@gmail.com.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ooh, clean, okay. Casto. Clean. That's how we do it?
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, it's time. It's a Wednesday. It's 8:10.
Oh, man.
White-ish Wednesday was a movie last week. Of course, we set the internet ablaze when Jack Harlow did not know that Ray J and Brandy were related.
Which is crazy. That's just basic black culture trivia, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I still don't understand why it's consequential. You're right. It is surprising because it is very basic.
Right.
But at the same time, with all due respect, so.
Well, that's most trivia, right?
Yeah,
trivia,
especially if it's
trivia
like that.
Is so.
Yeah, most trivia is like, oh, see, gotcha. So.
Right. Snapple facts. Okay.
If he had said, oh, I know Ray J, I never heard of this Brandy. Now that would be.
It'd be bigger.
That would be, you know. But it wasn't quite that. But listen, it became a thing. And
it's big.
Even though it was a little unfortunate, you have Brandy now taking shots at Jack Harlow. It's good news. It's good news for White-ish Wednesday.
You can't be black.
You can't be black. And, Shawnee, you can't be white.
Talk about it.
And you don't even want to be. Here we go. We're gonna dig back. I'm going to play a few songs that we may have, maybe you've heard before, because we've been doing White-ish Wednesday like 6 months now. Let's see if Shawnee and Laura and Cast One will remember things that some of which I may have already played.
Come on, Laura.
You ready?
All right, let's see.
Here we go. Let's get started.
Immediately no.
Yeah, I know this song.
Cass, you know immediately?
I said immediately no.
Immediately. Yeah, I know this song.
Try and please me.
This is classic. This was in black households.
I would assume this was in every household.
Yo, you sure you played it before? I feel like I've never heard it.
I may not have.
Never played it?
Love don't live here anymore.
And I don't see you.
But who is this guy? I know.
Who is
this? I know the song.
Yeah.
I would not leave
this
you.
This is the vibes right here.
In times of trouble.
You could walk through the mall and hear this. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely mall music.
And it would be my first time ever hearing it.
You never heard this before?
Cass, you've never heard this? Hold on.
Let me wait for the hook.
Yes.
I'll take the bad times. I take you just the way you are.
I'm sure I have.
This classic.
I'm sure I have heard it, but I don't know it.
So just to be.
It's a vibe.
Just to be clear. So, Shawnee, you know the song.
Yes.
Don't know the artist.
He was definitely hanging around black people, it feels like.
Okay. And, yes. Laura, you know the song.
I know the song. I just don't
know
the
artist. And Cass has never even heard the song.
Yeah, probably not.
It's crazy. This is a big song.
Is it
huge?
Go ahead, give it a shot, Laura. It's a.
I feel like it's like Billy Joel or something.
It's Billy Joel.
Okay. Is that it?
Gotta be right.
Okay.
It's got it.
Okay.
That away, Laura.
Hey, okay, Laura.
I don't want clever.
Yeah, vibes. Somebody needs to like remix this.
Was this like on a TV show or something?
It feels like the beginning of Tears or something, right?
It wasn't on Taxi. It was just a huge smash.
Yeah.
I just want someone.
Someone to what?
That I can talk to.
All right, go ahead.
I love you just the way you are.
Somebody should flip this. Turn it to a drill beat. Hey.
By the way, it sounds ridiculous, but done the right way, it actually could probably work.
Hey.
All right, let's keep it moving, everyone. Laura will know this.
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna leave this with Cast and Shawnee.
Yeah, this is.
Wow, I know this song too.
All right.
Is that the kind of cadence?
Yeah. That's every cadence that you do.
Right. It's hey. We back on a hayride.
This is not a hayride.
No, it's not. Hayride.
This is not
this
a hayride.
This is the hay.
This is
no
not,
hay.
This is not
me,
a hay.
To me, this is tall grass.
Listen. No.
Dirt road, tall grass.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
White-ish Wednesday.
Right, that's what I did.
By now, you should have somehow realized.
Yo, Jay-Z performed this.
That's right.
This is Jay-Z.
I don't
that anybody
he definitely has a version of this.
I remember you playing this.
But you don't know who it is.
Let me think.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is
out. See, no hayride.
Okay. All right.
Sure, you've heard it all before.
Now we got to the suburbs. Really, we're in the suburbs now. Okay. Somewhere in Chevy Chase.
Definitely not Chevy Chase.
Wrong country.
Wrong country.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all the roads we
is this like Green Day or something?
Winding. Keep going.
Close.
No.
It's about to go up, right?
About to go up.
I know this song.
Let me see.
Like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Right. Everyone in your car.
Cause maybe.
Oh, I remember this.
You're gonna be the one that saves me.
Come on,
I still don't know who this was.
Wait for it. Here's the name.
You're my
Wonder why.
You're not my wonder why.
Yo,
the crazy part is
why.
This is exactly what you said last time.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Wonderwall. What is a Wonderwall?
Wonderwall by Oasis, Johnny.
It's Oasis.
I would have never got Oasis. And I like You're My Wonder Why. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, when I wonder why, you're my why. You know what I'm saying? What is a Wonderwall?
It's Whitish Wednesday. It's Hot 97. Playing some classics here.
Another layup, Shawnee. This is a layup.
Tweet us at Rosenberg Radio, at Laura Styles, at Shawnee Culture, at DJ Cast One.
It lets you know that when I hear them, they really go in one ear and out the other. Because when I hear them again, I'm like, I never heard this before.
Damn, that makes me sad that none of them you wanted to hear again. It's a bummer. He never said, hey, you know what?
Some of them.
You didn't add them to a playlist or something?
I did not. I do not. This is a layup?
This is a layup.
You ever miss a layup before? I definitely have. This is a horrible feeling. This is not a layup, fam.
Laura? Laura, do you know it?
I know the song, I just don't know who sings it.
Come on.
Come on, guy.
It's not a layup.
Okay, I'm going to give you a good hint. A good hint.
Layup.
All right.
A good hint.
Let's go.
This band.
Okay, band.
Led by this one famous person, but this band.
It's not Who Do You Know.
Had a huge association with hip-hop.
Okay.
Maybe one of the most important of all time. The most important of all
time. Probably.
Lincoln Park.
Oh, my God.
I know what it is.
Lincoln Park.
Say it.
Band, one of the biggest affiliations.
Yes,
with hip-hop?
Yes.
With
Queens, fam.
Yes,
Queens.
Queens. Queens. Queens. There you go.
You don't know.
Oh, your man.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
come on.
Mick Jagger, right?
No, oh my God.
No, not Mick Jagger.
No.
I know this is Walk This Way, Run DMC.
Yes.
But I forget the group. That's
It starts with an A.
His daughter is also famous.
Yes.
Oh, big movie star.
I'm about to do a Jack Harlow. Who's his daughter?
Yeah.
It's not Brandon.
His daughter was in Armageddon.
Armageddon.
All right, hold on.
Don't say what's Armageddon.
Okay.
This Hollis Queens right here. But.
Yo, somebody in their car pulling their hair out right now.
Who sings this again?
Try another one.
The theme song.
Walk This Way. Who was doing it with Walk This Way? While I'm drawing blank with that one.
Let this one play for a second. People love this one.
This is supposed to be a hint.
This song played at my wedding. Big tune.
Wait,
this is wedding music.
Yes. Big tune.
Wedding big.
Big wedding tune.
Big wedding big.
Here we go.
I'm so lost.
Here we go.
Starts with an A, Sean.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathe.
Anthrax?
Have you heard this song before?
I don't know.
Have you heard this song before?
Yeah, listen. Let it play.
While you're far away dreaming, I could spend my life.
Let me tell y'all something.
This
ain't never played a wedding I've been
in. Yo, let it play.
Life. Yes, it has. I've been
don't happy. Ruin it. Let it rock.
This moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
you can only hear Laura's terrible voice.
Yo, hold on, bro. Hold on. You never heard this song? You were able to escape this song when it was out?
I definitely was able to escape it. And what does this have to do with Run DMC Walk This Way? This is what I'm really trying to figure out, right? And where's the name of the A in this whole group?
Because it's a major group. Yo, now okay, I feel like just one more.
I'm really not.
Laura just wants to hear the song.
Yes.
So.
Oh. Remember this song? Oh my God, the video was so fire.
Wasn't this the one with Alicia Silverstone?
Yes!
Yo, I'm so lost because y'all played Run DMC Walk This Way. And so, I'm getting further and further away from where.
Run DMC, the song with Run DMC Walk This Way was in 1987.
Got you.
These songs we're playing are later.
This is same group.
Same group, but this is the 90s.
Hollywood. What is the name of that dude?
Steven Tyler, right?
Is that Aerosmith?
Yeah!
Bomber Club!
I'm figuring it out!
I'm like, yo, because I can see his face. He ended up being like a judge on one of them, like, big shows.
He did.
Steven Tyler.
Yo,
and he had, like, lip injections and stuff.
Yo, by the way.
That's why I was thinking Mick Jagger.
Hold on.
Talk about 6 degrees of separation.
Yo, this was when they had three songs that were the same song.
Yeah,
they put out
did.
Crazy,
amazing,
Crying, and Amazing.
And
I swear to God, it was the same song three times.
I'm still amazed Shawnee was able to escape the Armageddon song.
Definitely was.
Yo, that is crazy.
But it was pretty impressive that we eventually got there.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Wow. I'm very,
That's crazy, man. Thanks for so many hints
Shawnee,
and patience.
Let me give you a layup.
Thanks for the patience.
What's this? Layup.
Let's go.
Okay. You know the Shawnee.
This is based off of Andy Griffith, right?
Boom, that's it.
Yes.
No, it is.
Andy Griffith show.
Oh, that was just a theme show?
That was it. What's this?
That's Staying Home From School.
What's this?
Oh.
That's your man's in there. That's your you and Cypher's guy.
Yep.
Right? With the glasses and the bald head.
That's right. His name is?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
And his name is... It's your hero.
He sounds like the name of the guy who went on the subway and shot people way back in the day.
He has two first names.
He has two first names.
You never trust somebody with two first names.
They always say that, right?
Larry David.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with Larry Davis.
Let's talk about it.
All right, how about this one, Shawnee?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Come on, okay. Man. Fonzarelli. Hey,
yay.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I wanted to give you a few.
Okay, you got those.
All right, here we go, Shawnee.
Shawnee's going to get the TV shows.
Yeah, the TV shows. Remember, I connect everything to movies and TV anyway.
Right.
We back on the hay.
Shh, guys. Whitish Wednesday. It's a beautiful Wednesday. Shawnee culture is being tested.
Shawnee, you should know this one off rip.
Because we played this before.
Absolutely.
Oh, this your man's in them. This Hootie in them. Hootie and the Blowfish. I know his voice now.
You know Hootie.
I kind of know his voice.
You know Hootie now?
It's a little Broadway-ish.
Yo, what's Hootie's name, though?
Right, because it wasn't really Hootie, right? I could never tell you that. It's kind of like, you know, the dude you walk past in the subway who got the cannon. And you'd be like, he sounds pretty good.
That's what you think Hootie sounds like?
Yeah, hey, he got the guitar.
I don't want to be here.
No. You think he's going for a drink after this?
Wow.
Is this the same group that made Walk Like an Egyptian?
No, same time, though.
Same time, right?
Yo, it's crazy. I know this song, but I don't know who sings it.
Same. I don't know who sings it.
It's that head bob dance. You know what I'm saying? Saturday night.
I don't have a good hint for it. Except
I would, yeah.
I'll say this. This is a great hint. It's pretty easy too.
Okay.
It's the same word twice.
Duran.
That was a good hint.
That made it easy. Here we go.
Duran.
Huge smashola, this one.
I like the snare.
And I know Laura likes this.
The snare drum is popping.
Oh, God.
Love Shack. Yeah, this one's big.
Well,
who sings this?
Is this? I mean, is this? Was this B-52s?
No? Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Wow, yeah. I forgot about that. I was like, I don't know who sings it, but right. I just love Shaq. That's good.
B-52.
B-52s.
Did they have other hits or just this song?
I think they have other hits from before that. That was their hit from that period. It's White-ish Wednesday. We're running some things back. Some that we've hit, some that we have not hit before.
Shout out to everybody on that B-52 bus.
We're live on YouTube. Go to the Hot 97 channel right now if you want to rock with us.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This feels like somebody taking hip hop.
There you go.
Right? Stealing the hip hop and rocking it out.
Yeah. All right.
It's just like.
You're on the right track.
It's definitely not Beastie Boy just after them. It's like Linkin Park.
Oh, no, before.
They stole it.
Before them.
Well, no, it's around the same time, though. It's basically the same time.
They were a little first, though. These guys were a little bit first.
These guys were a little bit first, but people confused them. Huh. Here's a hint.
Linkin Park.
Here's a hint. I just went to the concert.
Yes.
It also starts with an L. Linkin Park, but it also starts with an L.
Also starts with an L. You just went to the concert?
Yeah, and I invited you and said, hey, Shawnee, it would be fun if you went because we talk about it on Whitish Wednesday.
Yo, you went to a concert of these guys? How was that?
Nah, I didn't go.
Nah, no, I'm talking Rosenberg.
Do you know who it is yet, Shawnee?
Lip Biscuit.
There you go.
I got to tell you, Cass, so I went because my girl, Natalie loved Limp Bizkit as a 13-year-old. And when she first, it's like an inside joke of ours, because she told me she liked Limp Bizkit, I was so revolted and angry.
You almost broke up with her.
It was the first day, and I was like, she was like, come on, just listen. I was like, oh my God, I think I might need to kick this girl out. I don't even know what she's talking about. Limp Bizkit?
Right.
And then over time.
You liked her so much that you said, I like Limp Bizkit.
I started falling in love with her, and she made me listen to the album, and I was like, you know, the album's not that bad.
Yo, you got stuck in it.
Yo, I said this to my brother the other day that I went to the concert. Yo, sometimes your family can call you out in a way no one else can. My brother said, oh, this is part of the time-honored tradition of you liking all the music the woman in your life likes.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
That's what it sounds like. Listen, I'm with your brother right now.
Yep. But I got to tell you, to your question, Cass, it was better than I expected. It was a pretty damn good show. They put on a good show.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Same era, different style.
Same era as Limp Bizkit. Different style.
Big tune.
I've heard this.
Oh, this is one of your favorites.
It's a vibe. I like the ones that do start out Hey Rod and then they kind of go up. The chorus feels. This is one of those. Yeah. This is one of those. The chorus goes up.
He's right. This is one of those.
Right. They take you there on the chorus, right?
It's going to go up. Mm-hmm. I literally want to stand up when we get there.
Right. Put your hand in the air, right?
Yeah.
I just don't want to miss you.
I'm telling you.
I don't want the world to see me.
This song was everywhere.
When I hear this, it feels like when I had to go to clothing stores with my mom, and you're like young and playing in the clothes while she's picking out stuff.
I mean, you weren't that young when the
song was out.
Yeah,
you weren't that young.
I know, but it
would have been
like
old to be with her, your mom, at that point.
Okay, so you want to laugh? I know the group, but I don't know the name of the song.
It would have been weird.
It feels like
Lauren,
normal music.
I know it.
It's the Goo Goo Dolls,
and it's Iris.
Iris. Okay.
I would not
have
got that, but Iris. I know the song. But I know the song.
It's a good song, though, right?
Yeah.
Such a weird name.
Really good song.
Iris is a weird name. See. Okay. How do I close this? How do I close it big? Oh, this is one I've never done.
Okay.
Because Ebro would get too obsessed with the name, so I don't ever bother wanting to do it, because it's going to take us two left.
Black.
But it was a big tune. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if any of you know it, though. Wait for it.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around.
What was this
again?
You know?
I do know it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I make you free and swim through your veins. I
like a fish.
Here we go, chorus.
I'm singing, follow me and everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you
want to leave,
I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like you.
I don't know who this is.
I don't remember who it is, but I know the song.
I don't.
Yo, Cass, big tune, right?
I know, huge.
It was Cass, a huge tune.
Cass, you know this from being a DJ, or you
know
this from...
No, I know this from, like, MTV.
MTV.
Like, it was big.
That's how I know most of these records from MTV.
I'll put it this. Right. He was brought out by Kid Rock. That's how he got on.
Okay.
Because he was Kid Rock's DJ. And here's where the name comes into play.
What's the name?
His name... is Uncle Cracker.
Oh, God.
I never want to hear this song again.
Laura almost spit out her drink.
Uncle Cracker.
In other words, his name was...
Congratulations.
Oh, my
you played
gosh.
Yourself. That
is a fact.
You're right, Johnny. Right. Ebro would have had a field
I know,
day
it
would have
been
one.
Too long. Like, oh, of course, he wants to come in and play some Cracker music.
Uncle Cracker. I'm so offended.
Why are you offended? You're not a Cracker.
That you would even play... Or somebody would even name themselves more so than anything.
I'm offended. I remember the song and I remember the name, so I could hate on it right away.
Yeah.
No,
I got to tell you, he was a repug artist, but that song was kind of mage. All right. Shawnee Culture, what do you have?
I'll play a short piece of two songs, and they should be layups too.
They should. Uh-oh. Don't Jack Harlow me, my guy.
No, they should be fairly easy. Well, you've heard of them. You may not know certain part, name or group.
Okay. Oh. Set it off.
Bye.
It's
a hard one.
Set it off.
Because this is hip hop, even though it's not necessarily hip hop.
Start with an S. Can I give you a clue?
Dudes had like gold routines.
It starts with an S. I mean, it means move from side to side.
You might see some breakdancers getting busy to this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you would.
Always.
And it's also such a huge influence on like Baltimore House. Such a big record in D.C. too, with D.C. and Baltimore. This was a huge tune.
It's hard, though. It's hard.
But I know the name.
It's a military word, too. The name.
Turn this up.
Set it off. You said it's a military word.
Yeah.
Can I remember?
And it's an S word?
Yes.
God, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
Yeah, you are.
I wouldn't know.
You're going to be mad at yourself because you're going to remember seeing it on the record.
Of course, because I've seen the record.
Yep.
Right?
I don't know.
Cass, the game I'm playing with myself is so funny.
Rosenberg.
I'm like, salute? No. That's an S.
I know, right?
That's an S military word.
Think
it's
red.
It's not stomp.
Think red record sticker. Maybe I'll help you. Was it red? I think it was red. All right, whatever. I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
Strafe.
I would never have remembered it. I know.
I would have never gotten that.
Me neither. All right. I chose the song. That's the joint, though.
But I got the song literally within what? The first two drum beats?
Yeah, you know this one. I think that's why I said layup, because this is...
You ain't going to Jack Harlow me.
You would play this in a spot yourself, right?
All right, yeah.
Now I'm going to slow it down. And this is...
Another one?
Pretty
wow,
easy.
Show me.
Just
one
real short, real short, real short. Because you should know this in the first few bars. Yeah, if you are, if inside you black.
Oh my gosh.
Cause everybody else knows it at this point.
Play
Knock
play
in the Boots?
No. Play a little more.
Let me hear a second. Let me hear a second. Stay.
You got it.
Oh!
I know it was Jodeci. I didn't remember which Jodeci it was.
That was good, Rosenberg.
Don't right there. Play with me!
Hey yo! This black. Talk about some young black brothers with some black boots on and some black leather.
This was like the first kind of like huge R&B smash of me being of an age where I like paid attention, you know?
Shout to Diddy. Shout to Love.
Diddy put this together, right?
JoJo, Devontae, KC.
Saying?
By the way, Ebro texted me, Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
Yo, by the way, he just wrote, Ebro texted the group, Rosenberg wouldn't have played that ish with me there. I said that.
Don't play with Jodeci, Shawnee.
That's
don't
vibes
play.
Right there.
Too much.
Lord, I'm bringing back memories
it's
for you,
too
right?
Much. It's too much. Too much.
Lord's getting emotional.
You know what?
I'll just let the chorus finish and then we out.
Now I want to hear come and talk to me.
No,
I'm already pulling it up.
You said what?
I'm already pulling it up.
You already put it. You got to hit it. They got to go together.
I'm already pulling it up, man.
You see that?
Wait. We want to hear that one?
No.
Or do we want to hear this one?
No, the real one. There you go. Come on. Don't play around.
But we got to go there?
We have just 1 minute, guys. Then we got to do the guru.
Okay.
Facts.
Okay.
Facts.
But who doesn't want to hear this?
Talk to me.
Everybody's singing. It's getting warm outside. You can put the windows down.
Such a great record to play out too when you're a DJ.
Let's get it, child.
Come and talk to me. I really want.
If you don't know this song,
you got problems.
No, you can't be black.
You know what though?
You look so sexy. You really turn me on.
Don't do that.
Let it go.
Oh, that was so good. So good.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
How refreshing is it, really?
Yes, thegurulaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
Unite to hold you, to uplift you in your hardest times.
Oh, man, this is a hard one today, boy.
Shawnee Culture burn extra sage.
Cleansing energy.
And I'm going to nice and early, I'm going to tell you guys, you can get it on the phone lines. 1-800-223-9797 as we get ready to give away another half a grand and Summer Jam tickets. But thegurulaura@gmail.com.
Yes, talk to us, Rosenberg. Who needs our help?
thegurulaura@gmail.com. This one's tough. Mm-hmm. Good morning, gurus. I apologize in advance. This is a long, but I felt that in order for you guys to give me advice, I need to give you context.
Okay.
But I still have to skip through some because it's too long. But I'm going to give it to you guys. Over a decade ago, I met the love of my life. No words to describe how perfect he was. We were young. I was 19. He was 20. When I first met him, I was going through a dark time in my life. I had no one but him. Quickly became my best friend, later my boyfriend. The sweetest, most thoughtful, caring man I'd ever met. I had never felt butterflies until he came along. Mm. Our relationship was long distance. Different countries, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yes, we actually met in person, but our love for each other was so deep and strong, we decided to make it work. 9 months in, he received a call that he was accepted to join the military in his country. It was bittersweet. We were both beyond excited for him as this was his dream, yet super saddened that we had to go 3 months without any form of contact from him while in basic training. Mm-hmm. Those were the longest 3 months of my life at that time. Luckily, he graduated and we picked up right where we left off, except things were different. Military life completely changed the dynamic of our relationship. It coupled with the long distance, made it super challenging for us to communicate, and it became frustrating. My boyfriend didn't care. He wanted us to work and he tried hard to fight for it and for me to hang in. I tried, but eventually things changed. I was dealing with school and family drama, so I told him we had to dial it back. Long story short, we broke up and agreed to see other people. We tried anyways, but as they say, true love never dies. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we remained best friends and lovers. In 2017, we got serious again, and this time I was ready to go all in, only for him to confess that he was seeing someone else during a period we weren't together. Mm. But she was away at school, still waiting for him, and he didn't know how to break up with her because he didn't want to break her heart. Mm. This absolutely crushed me. So I copped out and told him he should be with her and we can just be friends. He didn't want that, but obviously he had no choice either unless he planned on leaving her. I never ever told him how much this broke my heart, but I settled, knowing that he would always be there for me. And he was.
Okay.
And that his love for me was always there. Fast forward in 2019, I started dating another guy. At first, he was great, then not so great. I stuck it out because I needed to get over my ex. I eventually grew strong feelings for the new boyfriend, despite him being very different from what I was accustomed to with my longtime love.
Okay, rebound.
Here's where I need advice. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago, I received heart-wrenching news that my ex passed away.
What?
Oh, I didn't expect that one.
Wow.
This is why you can't miss the guru, because you never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
While on duty, he died.
Damn.
I am completely broken inside, lost. I feel incredibly alone. I'm suffering a loss that I can't even explain. I'm feeling all types of guilt and partially to blame for his death. I know it's not my fault, but I can't help but think, what if? What if I had forced him to resign early and be with me? Maybe he'd still be here. He was still my best friend and, more importantly, the love of my entire life. I now know what it feels like to be dead on the inside. I'm having a hard time coping, and it's affecting my now relationship. I was going to walk away from it because I didn't think it was fair, putting my boyfriend through my grief of my ex-lover, but friends tell me not to end it. The thing is, I have subsequently lost my sexual desire, and my boyfriend is fed up. It's been 6 months since the tragedy, and nothing is working. All I think about is my ex, day and night. I have no desire to have sex with my boyfriend now. So sorry this was so long, but gurus, I need all the advice. P.S. I am going to therapy soon.
Soon.
Because she knows that's that's what we're going
to
say.
Because there's levels, right? She has to deal with the actual death, and everyone grieves in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the therapy soon, you should hit that soon, like now.
Right.
Because just losing someone, period, you know what I mean? Like a family member, a friend, especially a loved one, is extremely difficult.
Right. And you know, the thing is, like, in life in general, we can never live in the woulda, coulda, shoulda state of mind.
Right.
So the whole concept of, if we were together, I would have been able to
maybe
convince
you would,
him.
But maybe you
don't know that.
You might not. You guys might have been together, and he still would have went away.
Right.
You have no idea.
So stay out of the space of, I think I could have changed the outcome.
Because you don't know.
You don't have that power, and at this point, it's in the past. I understand the grieving completely.
I have to tell you guys, I'm like, I can't even fathom it. Because, like, thinking about how much my girlfriend has put up, how much she had to go through just watching me get over a divorce, mm-hmm. and how hard that was for her, because you love someone and they're still in some pain from their last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
To be in this situation where, God forbid, you already have this ex that looms very large, and God forbid that ex passes.
Right.
Like, I am not surprised that it's been 6 months and she's thinking about it every day.
Yeah.
It's you're looking at at least a year of where it's every day. Like, there's just, you guys have that deep a history. It can't go away. But I do agree with your friends to not throw away the new boyfriend.
Right. I'm a little mixy on that one.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Because she already said that he doesn't feel like the right fit.
She didn't say that. She didn't say that.
That she was used to.
She said he's not what I was accustomed to.
And she did say he's fed up.
Right.
But she did say he's fed up too.
Yeah. So
I guess I would like to know what fed up means.
Yeah. I wouldn't say throw him away, but I wouldn't say keep him. I feel like on this one, it's a really personal judgment call, and it's not anybody else's decision. If inside it doesn't feel right, and she knows she can't keep him happy,
right,
then that's the thing that she
that's
has
fair.
To consider.
I agree with that. I'm saying, don't just get rid of it simply because you're hurt over this, because you should be hurt over this.
Right.
But he needs to be able to be patient and be there for you.
Yeah, but
that's a hard journey.
But now she's hurting him.
Right. So she needs to actually find out or have a conversation with him about where he's at with this, and express to him that it's going to take time. And will he be willing to put in the work with her or not? Because if he's fed up and it's been 6 months already, you might just be like, yo.
No, guru talk. That's guru talk from Cast. Yeah, that's right.
And besides her therapy, later on, you might consider couples therapy.
Yeah, to talk through it together. Because, listen, Cass, honestly, Cass nailed it. You got to say to him, here's the deal. I am still grieving this. It hurts incredibly badly. Never knew what it would feel like. Didn't plan on this. I don't know how long it's going to take. I would say, based on where I am right now, though, it's still going to be a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand if that doesn't work for you.
Right.
And if
you want to have a complex somewhere in there thinking it's him and it's not even him.
And it might just, it also might hurt, because he might feel like you know, well, you really were more in love with this person than you are with me at the current state.
Yeah, right.
You know?
See, but the thing is, and by the way, I get why he would feel that way. But at the same time, you know, you have to have some faith that if he loves this woman and if he cares for her, that it's worth it to stick it out, because at some point it will all make sense. Yeah. It doesn't make sense now. I can imagine how confusing and awful this is, but I agree with Cass, guys. I think the move is to talk to the man, see where you guys can land.
Don't live in the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Yeah. And, you know, these are big shoes to fill. Don't let anybody, you know, don't compare everybody in your life moving forward to this, because that's never going to work.
And also, you're going to glorify your ex.
Yes.
You're going to, you're going to glorify.
Right. He's
going to
be,
he's
going to
be perfect, even though you just told us very clearly he was not perfect. He was a regular man with flaws. Right. Don't make him perfect and no one can match it either. Right.
So. Yeah, but don't quit putting off the therapy. Go now. Address it now because it's super important. I think we all agree. So say los gurus.
Hebrew in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Oh, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know about this Kendrick Lamar documentary that's happening.
And I'm going to give you a little snippet of that new French Montana.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flashing Lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
Remember, we talked about Kendrick Lamar being in Ghana. He was spotted at a skate park and playing soccer. And there were some beautiful photos and videos of him that have been floating around the internet. But one of the reasons he's out there is that he's shooting a documentary. That's part of the trip. So that's one thing that's been, people are trying to keep it a secret. But, you know, with K-Dot running around and everyone celebrating the album, Mr. Morale.
And the Big Steppers.
The Big Steppers that, you know, they were like, this documentary is definitely in the works. Very interesting. Interesante.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that. Of course, listen, I got no idea what's going on with Kendrick. Is he doing media? Are we going to see him?
Or is he just going to release this documentary and be like, here you go. That's it.
I also came to the realization yesterday that I was reading a review of the Kendrick album that Craig Jenkins wrote for The Vulture, New York Magazine. You think the album's dense. This review was very detailed.
It's thorough.
It was very, yeah. Kendrick got the treatment that, you know, an artist of his level gets. Like, but man, I was thinking, it was like talking about all how he's changed and things he's changed in his life. Guys, maybe I'm one of the people he's cut out in the new version. Maybe.
Oh God, Rosenberg.
Maybe I don't make this version of.
I'm saying you've been cooked. Life.
You've been cut.
Sorry.
Had a good run. Really.
I thought she was going to console you. She's like, oh, Rosenberg, you've been cooked.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Just following the ways of Childish Gambino. Just another love lost.
Long time.
Hey, here's a guy I still hear from.
Let it go.
Okay. Gotta let it go. Here's a guy I still hear from. I heard from last night.
Okay.
New music. I believe, guys, this is going to be off the upcoming French Montana Mac and Cheese 5.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, you love mac and cheese, Sean.
Jerk mac and cheese.
Shouts to French Montana, newish.
Day, I ain't free tomorrow. I'm expensive every day, I ain't free tomorrow. I'm a gremlin. I knew the ass fake and still hit it. Her friend ate it, you been hated. Word of 112, my life ain't peach. Going viral like Fat Joe and the Meez. You know who got them hits, boy. Straight drop. You ain't popping, don't make me K-flock them. Split the work, had the J-Lo and A-Rod them. When I shipped it out the city.
Hey, it's TT Torres, and when artists come through New York, they know they gotta tap in with me, TT. Now you can tap in with me too through Hot 97's newest podcast, Tap In with TT. Every Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tap In with TT Torres. Tap In with TT Torres, a Hot 97 podcast.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.